True. Find out what it's all about. read the call to action on the 11th day of every month until justice. Check out the photos, the videos from the last 8 months of action on the 11th. It's pretty amazing. We started out real small and we've spread around the world. And there is no stopping us. We're taking action everywhere, every day, all around the world. And on the 11th day of every month, we take action all together at the same time. And it's an amazing thing. It's going off the hook. And if you have already joined us, if you've been taking action on the 11th, you're awesome. Congratulations. Keep it up. Send in documentation of your actions to truthaction.org so we can show everyone else what we're doing together. And like I said, if you haven't joined us yet, now is the time. Please hesitate no longer. Get involved. We need you to join us. So many people are on our side. And yet we still have this social taboo, which is enforced by these corporate media mockingbirds. But we're smashing it. We're smashing this taboo of talking about this, of getting visible for this, breaking this taboo, this silence, which is such a ridiculous thing. And it's really indicative of the trance-like power that the media has over so much of our population, that such a large, overwhelming majority of the citizens of this country, the United States of America, would have such deep questions about this event that changed everything, this foundation for the war on terror, this lie, this myth on which so much mass murder is based, that such an overwhelming majority of the population would have such questions, and yet people are afraid to talk about it. They titter. They snicker. They turn red. And then they ask you for a DVD. Please, join us. The time is now. So we've got all kinds of stuff going on left and right. I got to meet William Rodriguez in person for the first time last night. That was really great. He was speaking at an event in Oakland, California. And we had Peter Dale Scott there, as well as Cindy Sheehan. And it was a really, really great event. Cindy Sheehan, of course, she's running for Congress. She's going to put Nancy Pelosi out of work, or at least out of office, where she definitely does not belong. And I intend to help her do that. She's running for Congress here in my district, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help her unseat Nancy Pelosi. So I think we've got a couple of special guests who are going to be coming on tonight, waiting to hear from them. And also at some point during the show tonight, we'll hopefully be talking to Joe, who went out with me today on very short notice to confront Mr. Bill Clinton, the war criminal, the cover-up artist, who has so many adoring fans. Oh, my God, really, it makes me sick. I really don't like this guy at all for so many reasons, so many very good reasons. And so many, you know, so many millions of people love this guy. I was talking to my friend about it the other day, and we were talking about, you know, what's his power that he has over people, you know, the charisma, they call it. And what I said is he really knows how to put his heart into lying. you know, to take this deep part of himself, this, you know, he puts his spirit into lying, into conning you. It can make you feel good about killing lots of people and ignoring all the things you should be paying attention to. It was so disgusting today to just see, you know, this huge line around the block, you know, so many people, probably really good people, you know, cool people, all kinds of people lined up there to idolize this guy and lay down $30 for his book and line up to get his autograph. And, man, that just, it's hard to see, you know, it's hard to see because, you know, these people just don't, they don't know. If they knew, they would be disgusted. But this guy's really good at it. And it's so funny because all these people lined up there, you know, they're people who probably hate Bush. You know, they're Bush haters, you know. And Bill Clinton will tell you, he loves George Bush. He says that. I love George Bush. And, of course, probably most listeners to this show know all that. That's nothing new. But we confronted him today. I wouldn't buy one of his books. Hell no. I can barely keep this stuff going. We don't have funding. I don't have $30 for Bill Clinton, even to get in his face. But, yeah, we just found out this was going on like maybe an hour before he was supposed to, you know, start receiving commoners at this bookstore. And tried to get a little group together. My buddy Joe was the only one to do it. In fact, he ditched work. He was at work and bailed out to come join me down there. And when I got down there, he already had a book in hand. He was looking real good in his white shirt and tie. He had a copy of Bill Clinton's book in hand, and he was in that line. And they weren't allowing any cameras or cell phones in there. And I wouldn't buy a book, so I had to wait outside for that. And you know, Joe had a couple of words with him while he was getting his book signed. And then we greeted him when he finally came out of Books Incorporated. And, yeah, that Bill Clinton, man, too much. And he's down there with this Gavin Newsom character, you know, who they've been, he's the mayor of San Francisco. Maybe you've heard about him. He's another real, I mean, they're grooming him to be the next, they were, I don't know, I mean, I don't know if they've dropped the plans because he's screwed up royally so much recently, but it seemed like for a while they were really grooming him to be the next Bill Clinton type. You know, he came out of a lower middle class background and had some rich friends and was kind of a, you know, welcomed into the class royalty and wound his way to mayor of San Francisco. And he's just had all kinds of scandals, you know, being caught having sexual relations with his best friend's wife, a nasty drinking problem, all this, but we saw him sliming his way up to Bill Clinton today. And I think we've got one of our special guests on the line now. This is John calling from Pennsylvania. Which John is this?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, man, what's up? No, this is John Gold calling from...
John Gold. How's
West
it going, man?
It's going great.
You're in West Hartford for the conference tomorrow, eh?
Exactly, at St. Joe's College. From 10 to 10. It's the 9/11 first responders, 9/11 family members, and the experts speak out.
Cool.
Richard Gage, Stephen Jones, and so forth.
Yeah, so if anyone's up in the Northeast, go to 911Hartford.com.
.org, actually.
.org, 911Hartford.org, and check it out. Head over there tomorrow. This sounds like a really good conference. Actually, I asked John to call in tonight to, I wanted to talk a bit about some of these, the most recent indignities that some of these first responders have been having heaped on them as if there hadn't already been enough. Man, I just, you know, I bring up this topic and it just kills me every time. I can't stand this stuff, but John is really up to date on this. So I asked him to call in tonight just so we could talk about this a bit. You know, we have the events with Charles Giles and then with James Zadroga going on. And maybe we can talk about this a little bit after the break. We're coming up to a break here. Glad you could call in, John.
No problem, man.
So how's it going so far over in Hartford?
It's going great. We all had dinner. Stephen Jones, Richard Gage, John Beal, Donna Marsh O'Connor, and a whole bunch of other people. Mia Hamill was there. We all had dinner. It was fun.
Great. Awesome. All right. We will be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio. Stick with us. We're back on Truth Revolution Radio. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org. And we're talking to John Gold, who's called in from Hartford, Connecticut, where he's helping to organize a conference called, what's the name of the conference, John?
Actually, it's 9/11 Family Members and Responders and Experts Speak Out.
Speak
the 9/11
out.
Symposium.
The symposium.
Right.
And they're speaking out over there. We've got a lot of good guests lined up on this schedule. It looks great. If you're anywhere in the Northeast, head over there tomorrow. That's November 3rd, Saturday. Head over there and check it out. You can go to 911Hartford.org and get more information about that. And I invited John on tonight to the show specifically to talk about some of what's going on. Just some of this horrible stuff that's been happening recently. Of course, the 9/11 first responders have been treated so horribly.
Mm-hmm.
Just disgusting. You know, these people who helped out. Of course, we've had a number of first responders on this show. You've heard them here. Hopefully, you've heard them elsewhere. You know, these people who rushed down there on 9/11 to help out in this huge tragedy.
Well, one thing people need to understand, you know, there's that psychological barrier that people have that they think the government would never be able to do something as atrocious as 9/11. Just look at how they've treated the 9/11 first responders. You know, they could care less about them, and as far as they're concerned, they could all die.
Yeah, it's a real good example of just, what I mean, if you're really, you know, if you are that kind of person who has that kind of block, I don't know how many listeners to this show of that kind we have, but you never know. But, yeah, some people can't believe what, you know, what can be done, and that's one prime example right there. You know, these people who were held up, you know.
Well, just one example of what they've done to one responder. You want to talk about James Zadroga. I'll go through the history really fast.
Cool.
James Zadroga passed away in January of 2006. I believe in March of 2006, the New Jersey medical examiner autopsied his body and found that he did die from the toxic dust from Ground Zero. Then in October 2007, a lot of this took place in October 2007, Joseph Zadroga, James Zadroga's father, went to the New York Medical Examiner asking him to reexamine or to reaffirm the findings so that he could be listed as a victim of 9/11. Dr. Charles Hirsch, who is the New York Medical Examiner, said, quote, with certainty beyond doubt, end quote, he didn't die from the toxic dust. And when that news came out, I mean, it just sounded so legalistic, as if it was meant to be used in these lawsuits. So people know, there are lawsuits going on right now. Three judges basically heard oral arguments, and they decided that they were going to let the lawsuits go through. And currently there's $1 billion sitting there, which incidentally Michael Bloomberg set up a team of five individuals to use that money to fight against the claims of the responders, which is atrocious in and of itself.
Amazing.
But, yeah, this $1 billion, I think there's 9,000 responders in this lawsuit. It would be about $66,000 a piece, which is nothing in the scheme of things. So this settlement that they were going to offer is not going to be accepted. And basically it seems as if the New York Medical Examiner gave his report so as to help the city fight off the lawsuit. But the thing is, a week later, the New York Medical Examiner said that the reason he did die was from intravenous drug use, essentially labeling him a junkie. So, you know, not only are they not going to list him as a 9/11 victim, this 9/11 hero who went down to Ground Zero for 470 hours, you know, he was an NYPD detective. This 9/11 hero is being slandered by these individuals because they essentially just don't want to pay out the money. And so it's now going to go to trial, and they're probably going to pay a staggering amount of money. Just so everyone knows, this Monday at 1 p.m. at City Hall in Manhattan, Joseph Zadroga, James Zadroga's father, is meeting with Michael Bloomberg, and there's an emergency rally taking place at City Hall. So if you're in the New York area at 1 p.m. on Monday, please go down to City Hall because they can use your support. The thing is, there was another medical examiner who autopsied his body and confirmed the findings of the New Jersey medical examiner. So that's two doctors against one. Personally, I think Dr. Charles Hirsch should be investigated. I think his license to practice medicine should be taken away if there is something found, if there was something mischievous taking place, just dastardly evil, it should be taken away. James Zadroga, when he passed away in January of 2006, it broke my heart. You know, this was the first 9/11 hero who died from the environmental impact. And since then, I think over 100 people that worked down at the pit have passed away.
And he was the first one.
Yeah. He was the first one listed. It's a sad thing. I mean, I've met Joseph Zadroga. He's a nice man. It's a shame that his family has to go through this.
And so what this rally is about, I believe, didn't John Steele call for this?
Yes.
And what this is about is... they want a meeting with Mayor Bloomberg, right?
Right, and this is a show of support for the Zadroga family. One other thing, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, when the New York Medical Examiner came out with his findings, he distanced himself and his office, saying his office had absolutely nothing to do with the findings of the New York Medical Examiner. However, 2 days ago, Michael Bloomberg, in a speech, essentially parroted the information from Dr. Charles Hirsch and said that the science says that this man was not a hero. And that infuriated everybody. It infuriated me, the Zadroga family, the NYPD. And Michael Bloomberg came out with a statement backing off from that a little bit. But even still, it's infuriating. This man wasn't a hero? Give me an effing break.
Yeah, it just makes me absolutely sick. If you're in New York City or anywhere near New York City, please join these guys on Monday, this coming Monday. It's the 5th of November at 1 p.m. at City Hall in New York City. Yeah, and show some support for the Zadroga family. This is just really outrageous.
Yep, and it's all about the bottom dollar, folks. The people in power don't care.
Yeah, it's all about the bottom line. It's about the dollar. And really, I mean, when you get to this point, I feel like it's about rubbing it in our faces,
absolutely,
in everyone's faces. You know, just because, you know, the indignities, the disregard, the cruelty. I mean, it's gone on, like, so far. It's so extreme. And then to make a comment like that.
Right.
You know, science shows us he wasn't a hero. We want a hero, but he wasn't one.
Right. So essentially, Mayor Bloomberg was more than happy to use his science, so-called science, to make a statement, you know, which will help, supposedly, with the lawsuit. And it's just nonsense.
All right, stick with us, John. We'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
All right, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio, the official broadcast of truthaction.org. And we're talking with John Gold, who's done a lot of work with first responders, 9/11 first responders, and family members. I asked him to call in tonight to talk about some of these things that were going on. We've got a rally in New York City at City Hall on Monday, 1 p.m. If you're there, it's a rally to show support for James Zadroga's family. We were just talking about the abuse from Mayor Bloomberg, the insult added to the injury. And,
you know, there's Charlie Giles as well.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a bit about that, too, because there's just, you know, there's been a bunch of these things recently, and it's just, man, it's so crazy. Tell us what happened with Charles Giles.
Okay, basically he was an EMT who went down to the pile like so many others did, and he fell, I think it was a month behind on his mortgage, and the company that holds his mortgage was going to foreclose after 1 month of non-payment. And so what happened, John Thiel from the Feel Good Foundation raised a little bit of money for him and went down to the fire hall in Jersey along with We Are Change to show support for Charlie Giles. And they presented a check. I don't know what the amount was from the Feel Good Foundation. I think it was $2,000 to $3,000. And We Are Change also gave him a check for $1,000. So he should be okay now to take care of his mortgage. It was just a shame, you know, the bank or whatever the company was wouldn't give him a break.
Feeling Hallinan and Schmieg.
Right.
Is the law firm, the division of Wells Fargo.
Right.
No, that was the law firm. It was American Services. Yeah, I have the information here. These guys who are the mortgage company, the Wells Fargo company.
Right, and the We Are Change people went to the offices in Philadelphia and protested the offices, which I thought was great.
Yes.
There's a video online, I think it's on Blogger, 9/11 Blogger, of the actual event, and you can see Charlie Giles crying, you know, from happiness, from disbelief that these people came out to support him like that. You know, and it, I tell people that, you know, the victories of 9/11 truth are very few and far between. But for every dollar you give to help a first responder, that's the equivalent of 100 victories as far as I'm.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, if you want to help out some first responders, the Feel Good Foundation is a really good place to help out. And that's F-E-A-L, Feel Good Foundation .org.
.com.
Okay, can we get these right? The feelgoodfoundation.com. You can go there and make a donation. Hopefully we're going to have John Feel up here on the show soon. You know, I was talking to Kevin McPadden about 2 weeks ago. He came on the show, and I asked him what we can do to help out first responders. And he said, first and foremost, keep spreading the truth. Keep educating people. And, right. You know, I got to say, you know, one thing, you know, it's like one of these things they use against, you know, people who are pushing for 9/11 truth. You know, they like to throw, oh, you're disrespecting, you know, the people who died and all this. And it's just, you know, it's so funny. It's not really that funny. It's a terrible irony.
But, so basically, the people that are fighting for the truth for the 9/11 first responders are disrespecting them more than the White House, who, you know, molded the EPA reports to say that it wasn't as bad down there as it was. You know, give me a break.
Yeah, well, and people in the truth movement, you know, I mean, it's like some of the few people who are even showing support, you know, for a lot of the first responders. And we need to show more,
absolutely,
much more. We need to do as much as we can. And, you know, that's a big part of what this is about for me, is getting justice for these guys.
Justice and closure. You know,
justice and closure. It's a big picture and it's a small picture. It's the nitty-gritty, you know, the people who were down there and who are suffering to this day because of it, and their families.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a shame because they used them for propaganda value after 9/11.
Yeah.
And then completely forgot about it. You know, and the same goes for the American people. The American people were going around wearing these NYPD hats and PDNY hats, you know, to show respect for the people who had fallen that day, and then they just forgot about it. You know, which is not unlike a lot of things that take place on the mainstream media and so forth. It's just things get forgotten. They cover it for a day or two, and then it just goes on.
Well, we've got everyone trained to have these, you know, minute, you know, the attention span of a flea.
Right. So, anyway.
Plugged into all this junk.
Yep. So, you wanted me to talk about this Who Is thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, I thought you should you give a shout-out for that. You've been doing all this work compiling this huge list of individuals who were involved in some way or another with 9/11. Who are these people?
I thought too much emphasis was being placed on the physical aspects of 9/11, the science of 9/11, and not enough on the background information of people who may have actually been involved, the family members, the whistleblowers, the people who represent discrepancies. So basically what I did was I created a Who Is list, which currently I think has over 160 names listed.
It's growing. You just keep adding. It's amazing.
The information was, I give all of the credit in the world to cooperativeresearch.org and Paul Thompson. And
hey, I got to see Paul Thompson again last night for the first time in years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He seems to be doing really well, and hopefully he's going to be joining us on this show sometime very soon, too.
Excellent. Basically, I was just copying and pasting the information that they already compiled and put it into a Who Is format. You know, who is Dick Cheney? Who is Sybil Edmonds? Who is Robert Wright? Who is all of these individuals? And actually, for some of them, I got an introduction to be written by, you know, like Lurie Van Auken wrote an introduction for Sybil Edmonds, and John Feel wrote an introduction for George W. Bush. So it's just a very comprehensive list of people with a lot of information about them and their relationship to 9/11. And I thought that, you know, I heard Nick Levice on Michael Woolsey's show the other night, and he said, you know, you have to do the work. You can't just watch a video and believe everything you see in it and start parroting the information verbatim. You have to do the work. You have to do the research. If you want to be able to convince people that, you know, there are problems with the official account, that we need a new investigation, that the Bush administration have earned the title of suspect for the crimes of 9/11 from their actions before, during, and after the attacks, you have to do the work.
Yeah, and, you know, it's such a huge topic. You don't have to know everything.
No.
But it's like, you know, pick a couple of areas and start digging in and really do some research for yourself so that you can be well-educated, at least on some key areas, and really, you know, well-educated. You
right.
know, so that you can feel really comfortable talking to people about wherever it is, wherever you know, I mean, it's so huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pick an area, pick a topic, and just dive in. And we've got so many great resources. And, you know, so basically with your Whois thing, you reformatted a bunch of the work from cooperativeresearch.org, which is such an awesome resource, and really made it very easy to access based on,
on the names,
the names, the people.
Right.
And also, where can people find this?
If you go to, well, it's available at 911blogger.com. It's available at visibility911.com. It's also available at my site, which is yourbbsucks.com. And it's also, I think, on the Randy Rhodes site and a few other sites.
Cool.
I don't even know.
Cool. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and have a great day tomorrow.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Cosmos.
All right. Take care, John.
Okay.
John Gold. And we'll be right back after this break. We'll be talking to Joe. We'll be playing the audio from the Clinton confrontation today. Stick with us. Broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And today in San Francisco, we had a joint action with SF Truth Action and We Are Change Oakland. And I do believe we have my man Joe on the line here. Joe, are you with us?
Yeah, so Cosmos.
Yes, so that amounted to me and my good man Joe going down to confront the notorious war criminal Bill Clinton.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was like,
yeah,
I got down there. You know, we just heard, like, we had no time at all to prepare for this.
Right.
Called you up, bam, you were down there already. By the time I got down there, you were in line with a copy of this book. I'm like, what's that book you got, 101 Ways to Pimp Your Wife?
Sure.
And no, apparently not. It's called Giving, like giving BS answers.
That's
to
right.
Real questions.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But, yeah, so I got a little bit of audio.
Sure. Oh, man, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I tried to pick out the relevant parts. Let's
sure.
see if we can hear this now.
Sure.
Okay.
Cosmos from TruthAction.org. We're here in San Francisco, a very summer-like November 2nd, outside this bookstore where Bill Clinton is autographing books. We just found out just a little while ago that he was going to be out here. It's kind of hard to organize a group on such short notice to get here. But we've got Joe here. He bought a copy of Bill Clinton's book, and he's waiting in line to get inside here. They're not allowing any cameras inside or cell phones. And I'm not going to put my camera down, and I'm certainly not going to give any more money to this man to buy a book, so I'll be waiting outside here. We figure he's got to come out at some point.
And he did.
I think Joe's going to say a few words to him inside. Let's see what happens.
Yay, go Democrats.
Hey, it's Joe in San Francisco. It's the 2nd of November. Bill Clinton's doing a book signing. He's got my book signed with us. And, I told him, I called him, hey, Bilderberg Bill. Hey, Bilderberg Bill, we know you're with the CFR. We know you're with the Trilateral Commission. We're calling for a new investigation on 9/11. 9/11 is an inside job. And, you know, that was basically, it was a kind of a fast little signature thing. But basically, the sense I got from him was that, you know, he was tired of this type of activity where people are confronting him on issues that matter. And so, obviously, great job. We are Change Minnesota and New York and everybody who's gone to Bill Clinton. And we just got to keep on getting them. And this San Francisco, you come to San Francisco, we're going to get you. We are Change.
Sir, can I ask you to step out to one side?
Yeah, Bilderberg Bill! You all done a job! 9/11 is an inside job, we know about Bill! Millions of Americans want the truth about 9/11! Shame on you, Bill Clinton! Shame on you!
He sure did. So, yeah, I mean, a little recap. You know, I walked up in on him, and I said, hey, I'll build a Brazil. I mean, you heard what I said right there. And when he started stepping out, basically kind of said the same thing. But I'll tell you a couple highlights for me were where basically where I called him on, listen, Bill, we know about your drug running for the CIA through Mena, Arkansas with your narco money. And when I said that, man, the Secret Service just turned right around. They were looking at me. They're like, who the hell is this guy, and why does he know that? And
then this was inside. This was when you were getting your book signed.
This is at the end when we got the video footage outside.
Oh, this was right at the end.
This is right at the end. I said that, and then, remember, just like, the Secret Service, just all these heads looking at me, like, who's this? And I went behind some people, and I got forward a little bit, and I said, you're New World Order scumbag. And that's when he was walking, and then he turned around, kind of. And he looked at me, and his face is all scrunched up with a big old smile on his face. He looked so sinister, and I saw it, and it was just awesome. I could see his pupil right there just pointing straight at me. And basically that was it. But, you know, I mean, he seemed like really, like he was tired of hearing this wherever he goes. So that was a good feeling, you know, like wearing him down little by little, you know?
Yeah, he's not tired enough. If he's continuing with this tour, then he's not tired enough of hearing it.
Right.
And, you know, I think the important thing is just to, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to get anything good out of this video. It's basically just us talking about it. It's kind of like a jostled mob scene when he comes out. Like, I don't think we got any good reaction shots from him on the video. But just want to let people know that, you know, he is being confronted.
Absolutely.
It was only last week that he was confronted in Minnesota.
Yep.
And, you know, we got him on record. We got, you know, again, he was provoked into saying it was not an inside job. So he's on record.
Yeah, he's also on record admitting Bohemian Grove, you know. Not that he went to it, but he kind of tried making light of it and said, oh, the rich Republicans naked in the forest. So, you know, he's putting it out there so people will say, oh, that doesn't exist. Well, yes, it does. And then you got some dudes in the We Are Change UK admitted having attended Bilderberg. This guy was, I forget who he was, but they did a good job over there too. So.
Oh, Dearlove.
Yeah, Dearlove, that's what it was. Yeah, what
yeah,
a name
that's
too.
An amazing, amazing. That was great, great action. I love that video.
It was powerful.
Any of you listeners haven't seen that, check it out. We've got it on the front page of truthaction.org. Really great. This guy, he was the MI, well, he's got them mixed up, MI5 or MI6. Well,
yeah,
he
I don't
was
know
the head
difference.
Of it during 9/11, and he was confronted, he was questioned repeatedly at a speaking engagement just a few days ago.
Yeah.
In London. And, yeah, that's some awesome work by We Are Change UK.
Yeah. Totally.
And we just got to keep doing it. And if Bill Clinton's coming to your town, go visit him.
Oh, hell yeah.
And tell him that there's millions of Americans who are demanding a criminal investigation into 9/11.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? And hey, you don't have a video camera, you don't get a good footage, who cares? You just go flesh to flesh, face to face. Get in that zone where you can actually experience. Just say, look, here's another human being that's doing stuff that you don't agree with, and you're just telling it to his face because he is supposed to be working for you and not for the New World Order, which is against you. So let him know how you feel about it. And, man, that does a whole lot for you yourself. Because it sure feels good walking away from that knowing that you gave him a piece of your mind.
Well, yeah, it's reclaiming a bit of your power.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That these people are in the business of robbing, of taking away from all of us, disempowering all of us, and smirking all the way to the bank with blood all over their hands. And it's gone on too long. You know, this 9/11 scam is the foundation of the war on terror. You know, we're gonna keep at it. We're not going away. You know, they can install his freaking wife in there and we won't go away. We're not going away ever. You know, I think we really, really, really need to just keep on kicking it up and really put a stop to this nonsense. I want to disrupt this whole process. I don't want to see her installed. I don't want to see any of this going on. And we can force them, you know, we're knocking them off balance by forcing them to deal with this. I mean, some of the stuff they've come out with on the mainstream media just in the past 2 weeks is not, you know, they don't have the high ground with this. They're flailing desperately, you know, when they're trying to, you know, associate us with terrorism and all this. It's such a joke.
Yes, it is.
You know. And that's what I was saying. It's like, how do they think they're going to get out of this? You know, just like they're just going to, like, name call us? I mean, it's not going away. It's not going away. And they have to admit, you know, a solid third of the country at least thinks it was an inside job. Now, what does that mean? A third of the country's lost his mind?
No.
I don't think so.
Right.
You know? But they won't, you know. They won't talk. Well, we're making some progress. I know there's going to be this debate on the Tom Hartman show.
Oh, good.
I think it's next Thursday.
Okay.
They're actually having a three-hour debate.
The Tom Hartman show. Refamiliarize me with that. What is that?
That's the Air America show.
Oh, cool. Right on.
Yeah.
Three-hour debate on 9/11 truth?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good.
Because guess who has truth on their side? We do. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. And that says a lot.
Yes, it does. Hey, if we got to go to a commercial break, man, I got to get back inside. But,
yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for taking a break from work to come talk with us about this.
Absolutely.
And thanks for meeting me down there today, and thanks for kicking ass.
Hey, thank you, Cosmos, for keeping it, holding down the fort here in San Francisco. And everybody listening, get active. Truthaction.org, We Are Change, everything else, do it.
Do it.
All right, Cosmos, love you, man.
Love you, man. Take care.
Take care. Peace.